time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
Brendan Hyde met with the media following the Orioles' opening day win over the Angels.
Yeah, there's the couldn't ask anything more than that. That was maybe one bad pitch and threw six innings. Just awesome performance. No, it's not easy to do. New team, opening day, a lot of jitters. Probably pretty anxious and go out and do what he just did. That's really impressive.
That one bad pitch, was it missing location? Was it Mike Trout being Mike Trout?
Mike Trout's pretty good. Yeah. So slider down, Mike put a great swing on. But Trout's going to hit a lot more.
You know, all spring training long, you have told us how spring training statistics don't mean anything. And here's Burns, who didn't have good spring training statistics, be absolutely dominant. What's the difference?
Well, there's a total intensity difference. The level of competition's way different. The energy, just the adrenaline. And spring training for people like him, and now we have a lot of players like that. Sometimes you're working on things. Sometimes you're just trying to get in a good rhythm and just trying to feel the ball come out of your hand correctly. So the adrenaline is totally, totally different in spring training. That's why spring training numbers for me don't mean a ton. And you just kind of – a veteran type of guy like him, you just kind of want him to get his work and be healthy coming off the mound and get his pitch count up and him feel good about his side sessions and how things are – and then if the game comes – and there was one inning in spring training he threw all sliders or all cutters on purpose, just working on stuff. And so that's why I always say that. It doesn't mean anything.
Why did you decide to go during National Anthem?
What's that now?
What was today?
Yeah, no, what a great energy in the ballpark. It was the run down the orange carpet. I didn't trip. And it was, just the energy in the ballpark was amazing. Our fans were incredible all day long. You felt it from the time we got to the stadium. And BP was a great atmosphere leading up to just the awesome introductions. The introductions were great. And the fans were really into it. So it felt there's just some incredible energy in the ballpark today.
What went into pulling Burns after only 82 pitches?
Because he hadn't really been built up much more than that, and we got a big lead, and I'm looking to make him make 30-plus starts.
Cedric Mullins, how good was it to see him?
What a great at-bat on the homer. Just the multiple foul balls, and he gets on top of a heater and hits it to center field. So, tough matchup for him to start the game against a good left-hander. Then they bring in another left-hander, and for him to have that at bat there, that's a great sign.
Something there has been a presence in your lineup for a couple of years now. How great was it to see the way that he launched that one and kind of start his season on the right foot?
Yeah, he's a good hitter. He gets huge hits for us, done it for a while now. That was a big hit in that moment, and it's a tough place to go deep, and it shows the kind of power he has. Yeah, awesome. So the ability to put D. Tate in there and as well as Aiken, and both haven't been out there in a long time. D. missed the entire season, and Keegan missed the second half of last year. To kind of put them in, I wanted to get them on the mound as soon as possible you can't simulate Major League Baseball and anything you do except the real competition. And to have both those guys go out, D. Tate got ground balls. That's what he's going to do. One found the hole to start the inning. Got a ground ball, double play ball. It was a tough double play ball to be kind of rushed a little bit. But besides that, our defense, once again, was excellent. It's going to be excellent. Take a lot of pride in that. And guys that can ground balls like D can, guys that can pitch to contact, we're going to make a lot of plays for him. But, awesome to see Aiken out there too. It's not easy to get hurt and miss what he did miss last year, that second half. And I know he was itching to be back part of the club. And so fun to see both those guys out there.
All 10 guys that set the plate reach base, 9 got hits. That just speaks to the depth of this lineup.
Well, just the quality of the at-bats that we were taking early in the game was unbelievable for me. Just the way we were laying off close pitches. Sandoval's not easy to hit. He's got really good stuff. And we were taking borderline pitches off. getting in good counts, taking walks, keeping the line moving. I mean, that's the kind of offense we need to be.
You don't want to read too much into a single game, but what does a complete day like today say about the potential of the ball club?
Yeah, I don't want to read too much into today, honestly. It was a fun atmosphere. We're 1-0. It was a great way to start the year, but we have 161 of these more to go.
From your perspective, when you're in the dugout, managing on opening day, is the energy any different?
A little bit, yeah. There's definitely more.
More like a playoff game?
Well, the lead up into it, it does. With, I think, the first pitches and all the people that are on the field pregame, the crowd's louder. Just the anticipation of watching the team, you definitely can feel that. And so I think the it's a little louder in the stadium on opening day, and hopefully it can be like this a little more often. I mean, it was incredible out there tonight.